Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We got a couple of big stories for you today, folks, that will do little more than reinforce what you've known intuitively for some time. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you this. You are right, and the so-called experts are dead wrong. And when I say dead wrong, I mean dead wrong. So what we're going to do today is we're going to do Columbo. And I don't know if you watch much Columbo, but when I was a kid, I loved the show. He was the detective. I don't even know what city Columbo worked in, but he always wore the trench coat and had the little stogie, the cigar. I don't know that I even watched him light it up, per se, but he had it with him. And it was part of the routine. And he played sort of the dumb cop that was just sort of, you know, Mr. Magooing around. But the key to the Columbo episode was you knew the murderer up front, at the beginning of the show. They wanted you to know who it is. And the fun of it was trying to figure out how was Columbo going to solve the crime. And I liked the show because of that. I liked it because it made you the detective. You worked with Columbo to go, okay, this is the person that did it. Now, how's he going to figure it out? Because you know more than he knows. You know that they planted evidence or they drove another car and had a friend do this or that. And you have to watch Columbo figure it out. And as I think about that, I can only imagine that Democrats feel like the criminal in a Columbo episode. They know they're guilty. And like most of the criminals in the Columbo episode, super cocky. They thought they covered all the bases. This dumb little trench coat, which, by the way, Columbo never dressed well, and hair was unkempt, usually had his 5 o'clock shadow. He was the antithesis of what you thought was going to be somebody who could solve a crime against you, and it made you cocky. And the Democrats believe they could get away with the crime. And you know who we are in this scenario, folks? We are Columbo. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to your listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. So before we get into what I think are two huge stories, but we've got at least five during the Biden administration. Any of these would have, if we had justice in America, if we had a true political system that was working for the greater good, any one of these would have Joe Biden impeached, convicted, and run out of office. Either story I tell you today, same thing. And you, as you're thinking about these stories, and you have, you've thought about them, there's no secret to what we're going to talk about today. But as you think about these, you're going to be saying to yourself, Kevin, I agree with you. Where is the justice? If we truly live in America, why are we not getting justice? But let's recall a few things. Let's set up a few clues before we get into this episode of Kevin Jackson's Columbo. I want to remind you that Mark Zuckerberg, the guy who owns Facebook or has a lot of stock in it, who founded it, put $400 million in the 2020 election cycle in order to help the Democrats steal it, and there have been no repercussions. We also know that Zuckerberg, we certainly will find this out, he, like the people who ran Twitter, colluded with the FBI to censor the free speech of conservatives on a variety of critical issues, issues critical to your health and well-being, issues critical to your vote. These people have done everything they can to shape public opinion in ways that violate your rights as a citizen of the United States, and there has been no repercussions. We know Yoel Noth of Twitter is a pedophile who essentially condones child pornography, and he was censoring the speech of conservatives in critical issues like Wu Flu, January 6 hearings, anything antagonistic to the Biden administration. And what else did they do? They wouldn't even let you talk about Hunter Biden's laptop. You know what? It was bona fide truth, and they didn't care. Let's not forget Sam Bankman-Fried of FTX, you know, the digital currency guru from MIT, whose parents are professors at Stanford, law professors who put millions of dollars, over $40 million into the Democrats. Other people within his company put millions of dollars into the Democrats. And oh, by the way, Twitter employees, they found out, contributed over 99% of their money to Democrats and had T-shirts that essentially were anti-Trump, anti-America, anti-conservative. But going back to Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX, have the Democrats given this money back? Has the DNC said, you know what, we're disavowing this money? Have they returned this money to the actual investors? Not that I care about those folks, because they were all part of insider trading. They all thought they had a leg up over us. And you know who's left holding the bag, people? We are. We're the ones who are going to have to pick up the pieces. What else do we know? Do we need more clues? Well, Hillary Clinton has been proven to have started the lie of Russian collusion by Trump that cost the taxpayers $40 million. We know with 100% certainty she and her team did this. They propagated a lie that the media jumped on, that the clandestine agencies, the three-letter agencies in America, jumped on with her and colluded with her in order to perpetrate a coup, and ultimately did, on Donald Trump. And there's not been a single person go to prison or be reprimanded or anything else for this. Lies surrounding Wu Flu, a.k.a. coronavirus, China virus, call it whatever you want, are being exposed daily. Daily. I don't have to tell you. If you use any common sense at all, you know what's going on with Wu Flu. I don't need to explain it to you any further. I gave show after show dedicated to trying to save lives and tell people this Wu Flu is a ruse. Yes, it'll make you sick and it's going to kill some people, like the flu and like autos and like a lot of other stuff. But they're lying to you about it. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about that, because I'm just about out of time.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man. man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Been talking about Columbo and how he gave you, you knew in the episodes of Columbo who had done the crime, and what you watched him do for an hour, hour and a half was to figure it out. And you knew the clues. This is exactly shaping up how the left works. We the people, we know how the crime was done. We know the Democrats cheated in the 2020 election and the 2022 elections. We know the tricks they use. Registering everybody and anybody, including illegals. Sending out ballots that went nowhere. Altering records to, and then changing them back. Altering, you know, essentially filling out stuff for other people. There's at least 15 different things these people did to cheat. They give you all the clues and then they say, now prove it. I don't know if you saw Katie Hobbs get sworn in as governor of Arizona as she giggled when they asked her, are you going to uphold the Constitution? And she giggled. This woman no more won the governorship of Arizona than I did. And I didn't run, by the way. And all up and down ticket, we went from a Republican governor, and I use my finger quotes in talking about Doug Ducey, to a complete Democrat flip when Joe Biden is proven to be the worst president in American history. Now, you tell me that's possible. See, that's us watching Columbo and saying, here's all the proof. Now somebody's got to come along and say, let me show you how they did it. That's where we are. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So whether you believe that Pennsylvanians elected a dude who had a stroke, Fetterman, who looks like this guy is the least senatorial dude on the planet. If you went to that state and you said, I'm going to pick somebody to be senator, would you pick Fetterman even before a stroke? The short answer is, of course not. Democrats, folks, are daring us to prove these things. And you know what? You better take them up on it. Because if they can win under these circumstances, what do you think it's going to take to defeat them? Going back to these two big stories, did you see the NFL player who collapsed the other day? Yeah, he makes a hit, and then seconds later, boop, drops like a rock. And I'm going to make you a bet, because I tweeted this. Here's what I tweeted. I tweeted that there will come a day where people will finally admit that the vaxxed people, the people who push for vaccinations, are the biggest murderers in America. And I said something along the lines of, will it finally admit that we're watching murder? And somebody, oh, it's too soon, Kevin, because it was on the heels of this NFL guy passing out. And I'm like, it's too soon. We haven't been able to discuss this for over a year and a half, 2 years, we were censored, kicked off of forums for merely asking questions that are nothing more than common sense, folks. I don't care whether you have a degree in any type of medicine. It's common sense for you to ask. You ever been with a doctor and you're asking them questions and they look at you like, well, you seem to think you know as much as I do. And I don't know if you've ever had this happen, but we question doctors in our family. And if a doctor pushes back and is like, well, you think you seem to know. No, we don't seem to know. What we did was do the basic amount of research so that we could make sure you knew. If you're pushing back on questions I have about a field that you've been studying for over a decade, you're not the person. I want to be my doctor. I want a doctor to go, you know what? Way to go. Way to do your research. Well, you're right about this, but here's where you have to understand this or that. Okay. Convince me you know more. It's like taking your car to a mechanic, and y'all are both standing at the engine, and he's like, what do you think? What do you mean, what do I think? So this NFL player collapses. They won't tell you he's vaxxed, but he was, because it was an NFL policy. It was an NBA policy. Remember that? What about all these 30-somethings who've been dropping dead in Hollywood? You think they're vaxxed? Well, I do. Folks, what we've witnessed in the two big stories that we're going to talk about, which happen to be the vaccinations and this J6 situation, is nothing more than what's playing out in a Columbo or a Monk. I don't know if you watched that TV series Monk, but I watched it religiously because it was much the same way. You kind of knew who did it, and then somebody had to prove it. Hunter Biden's laptop. Was it real? Of course it was real. The FBI knew it was real in 2019, and you know what that agency did? They covered it up because they didn't want it to influence the outcome of the predetermined election that they had already been working towards. The contents on that laptop would land all of us in prison. And yet nothing's been done to Hunter Biden. Nothing's been done to his crooked family. And even knowing that the FBI withheld this information from 2019, you're not going to hear a clamor from the left saying, oh, well, we know that influenced the outcome of the predetermined election. We need to look into this. We need to fire people. And what about this 51 experts that Joe Biden said looked into his son's dealings and said nothing was wrong? What happened to them? What happened to that SCOTUS leaker? Remember, the midterms hinged on what? Anybody? Anybody? Abortion. What happened to the SCOTUS leaker? Have we even found this person? No, but you can bet the FBI is looking into some conservative, looking up their knickers, trying to figure out what can we do to intimidate them, to keep them silent yet again. Aren't you sick of this? I mean, I'm amazed that we've allowed this government to run amok for so long. And look, I know we're out there trying, folks, and don't take any of this as negative. I'm going to always, for the rest of this year, as long as I do the show, I'm going to remind you of the things that the left have done so that you never forget. See, it's easy for us to forget what Weinstein did in Hollywood and forget that we're not involved. Hollywood's owned by leftists. There's none of us there. All this Me Too movement, who's it pointed at? It's not pointed at the guys I know. I'm going to remind you of the Epsteins that have black book on these guys and what they're hiding and why you haven't seen a single person get exposed.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. For the fourth time, Congressman Kevin McCarthy has failed to win enough votes to become Speaker of the House. 21 Republicans voted for someone else. No word yet when the House will take a fifth vote. Quadruple murder suspect Brian Koberger is reportedly on a flight west. Yesterday, he agreed to return to Moscow, Idaho, where he will face charges in connection with the November stabbing deaths of four college students. President Biden's in northern Kentucky, kicking off construction of a new bridge across the Ohio River, a major project funded by the 2021 infrastructure bill. Northern California is enduring yet another bomb cyclone that's bringing massive rain to the coast, and it's accompanying mudslides, toppled trees, and power outages. All of that will turn into snow, snow, and more snow when it hits the Sierra Nevadas and then the Rocky Mountains. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fauci Files coming up later in the broadcast, but before we get into it, I want you to consider the coronavirus and all that it was hyped up to be. And in retrospect, people who believe that hype have to look at themselves. You have to become introspective and say, you know what? I was pretty stupid. Now, I'm not trying to be mean, because we all act stupidly at times, some less than others. But this particular thing really should make any of those so-called believers take pause for anything else that they may be thinking. I know, for example, that some conservatives believe in global climate farce. I call it farce because it's merely weather. And I know tragedies happen all over the world. There's flooding in San Francisco. I mentioned the other day that's sending the potholes, the manhole covers, up into the air. And the sewer system is now coming up top. But San Francisco's been a sewer for some time, so welcome to the party, pal. But you know what? They've had a drought for over a decade, so they certainly need the water. I don't think many people are complaining, even though, yeah, there's going to be some inconvenience. I remember going through floods in Missouri. Okay, it happens. Droughts, floods, disease, pestilence, I think that's how you pronounce it. That happens. Happens all over the world. And you know what it is? It's weather. It's the earth changing and it's weather. And does man have some impact on it? Probably, but it's so minuscule, it's ridiculous. Whenever we start thinking of ourselves as being, oh, well, look at what we did. All the things that we've ever invented. I always remind people, take all the nuclear weapons that have ever been invented, and when a volcano burps, it spits out more raw power than all of those things combined. The earth is pretty doggone amazing when you understand it. Again, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So yeah, there are some conservatives who believe in global climate farce, refuse to just understand that it's weather, and I suspect that you would find a big overlap between those who fell for the WuFlu ruse and the other nonsense who also believe in global climate farce. And I also believe that there would be additional overlaps, like hatred of Trump, for example,
you'll find out that the people who lean towards these leftist things, these things that you just, where you have to ask yourself, you are not thinking rationally about this. These are the people that don't like Trump. In short, folks, one could question the conservative bona fides of these people, but I'm not going to. They, I think, truly believe in their conservatism, despite being easily swayed one way or another, something you're supposed to outgrow in your adulthood, where you stand on conviction because you say, nope, this is time tested. This is tested here. I don't need somebody telling me that we are impacting the weather of the earth. Let me tell you what happens if man decides he's going to seed the clouds or do something. Because
Kevin, surely you can admit they seed the clouds and they try to get water to do this or that and they re-divert.
Yeah, they do all that. And you know what Earth does? Chuckles. It goes, look at man. Look at man trying to do something. Okay. Boop. Nature goes over and says, you want to create precipitation here? I'm going to go create some precipitation or drought over here. You want to jack with me? I'll show you what I can do to you. And I get it. If you're starving for water, yeah, you're going to look for a way to bring water to you. But there are more inventive ways than trying to mess with weather. Hey, ever heard of tunneling? Maybe you could bring it that way. Ever heard of a pipeline? See, I'm no genius in this stuff, but I do know there are other alternatives. I know that in areas where there tends to be floods, you could build a pipeline and bring it into areas where there tend to be droughts. And you could figure out how to do it. And if you keep government out of it, where nobody can control it and make money off of it, it'll serve the greater good. Anyway, I wanted to highlight a few of the memes that bring light to some of the silliness of Wu Flu. People are very creative. And I'm going to spend this time on this because I want you to know there are people that got it. But here's one that says, imagine thinking that if you just keep taking more doses of something that didn't work the first two times or three times or four times, that at some point it will just start working and still believing yourself to be capable of intelligent thought. Somebody put that meme together. And kudos to them. Here's another one. It's a pyramid. It has high school diploma, associate's degree, bachelor's, master's, PhD, and at the very tippity top, it says, people who never took the COVID vaccine even after all the social pressure. What it's saying is your education, the higher you got, the highest of the educated were those who said, I'm not taking this stupid shot. And I know this is going to make some people mad, but I had a person write to me the other day and said, Kevin, because I tweeted, I said, I bet you there are hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions around the world, who wish they'd never taken that shot. And somebody sent me a DM and said, Kevin, I'm one of those. I took the shot. I've had nothing but problems. Now, I'm sure there were others. I didn't read all my messages, but I read one where a person said, yep, I'm one of them. Here's another one. Is the vaccine safe? Yes, of course. My daughter's been having chest pains. Your child has myocarditis. What caused this to happen? Climate change. Hysterical. Yeah, it's a woman with her daughter asking a nurse or a doctor, you know, these questions. Here's another one. Side effects are not just side effects. It's your body's way of telling you you are being poisoned, not that something is working. And that's why when they give you those side effects on medicine, they're telling you all the time, this may cause this. If it causes this, you need to stop taking it because it means your body is rejecting it. This guy, his name is Dr. Adam something. I can't see it because it got circled. But it says, it's not the responsibility of the unvaccinated to protect the vaccinated. That's the vaccine's job. Here's another one I found. I'm reading you these because I want you to understand this is a big deal. And there were people that got it. And all this information I'm giving you right now was censored. My show was probably not allowed to flourish for all the reasons we're talking about. Certainly, many of the things that I wrote about got no play. The other day, the dismal nature of my blogs now in terms of readership, it's so pathetic, quite frankly. I ask myself two questions. Why do I even bother to write, and why do I bother to do a radio show when they censor the way they do? And folks, I would love to tell you, oh, they stopped censoring now that Elon Musk is you know, exposed them. Things have returned back to normal. No, they haven't. The same Gestapo that existed before still exists. The same people inside of Twitter. Elon Musk fired half his staff. Remember, 99.9% of those people donated to the Democrats. The people who are still there are still leftists. I got a warning for Facebook for posting a story that came out of Sweden, a bona fide story on Wu Flu and the vaccines. Got a warning. It says, you're the only one who can see this, but you've gotten a warning. And if you get too many warnings, this is what's going to happen. This is on my personal page. Let me go back to these. Just a reminder, a genuinely deadly pandemic doesn't require 24/7 advertising to remind you it exists. Real pandemics don't need marketing campaigns and endless propaganda, but psychological operations do. I just want you to understand there are people out there who got it. Among them, I'm one of them. Here's one. I love this. Should I get a COVID vaccination? There's a guy. There's a critical thinkers versus mainstream normies. What's in it? Who developed it? This is the critical thinkers. Who manufactured it? What's their track record? Do they have legal liability? How long was it tested? Who's telling me to get it? What's their track record? Is it effective? Is it necessary for my age? How many side effects have been reported? How many deaths have been reported? And here's the mainstream normies. The TV says we need herd immunity. All my friends got cute stickers and a card. The TV said I should participate for the greater good. Celebrities, athletes, and musicians all told me to get it. Government, quote, experts and politicians all tell me to get it. I don't want to be considered a conspiracy theorist. These are legitimate. And by the way, I want to remind you, what was the pressure to get this? We're going to get into the Fauci files. I just want you to understand there were people out there who got it and who were sending out warning signs, like myself, trying to save lives. And you know what we were accused of? Spreading misinformation.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Fauci was made into a hero when he was nothing more than the equivalent of Hitler's Mengele or Germany's Mengele. His guy will go down in history as one of the biggest mass murderers in our country, in the world. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We're going through these memes that people... These were being developed all the while this whole nonsense about Wu Flu was going on, while people were crying foul the entire time. And here's what this guy's name is Zuby wrote. Many people get angry when you tell them that the Rona survival rate is over 99.9%, but for children and young adults. One, it's a scientific fact. Two, it's a very good scientific fact. And if reading this triggers anger rather than relief, perhaps you are in a doomsday cult. And then he goes on to say this. This is the first disease I've witnessed in my life where masses of people want it to be worse than it actually is. They crave the fear and the subjugation that comes with it. It's all so bizarre to me. Let me move on here because I love this next graphic. And we're going to get into these Fauci files and what's going to happen there. But here's what the graphic shows. In May of 2020, 95% protection is what they, or 2021 protection. June, 70% protection. July, 50% protection. They're talking about the vaccine. So July, 50% protection. In August, no protection but reduces the spread. September, doesn't reduce the spread but reduces severity. October, doesn't reduce severity but reduces hospitalizations. November, doesn't reduce hospitalizations but you aren't going to die. December, you die but you go to heaven. January, you don't go to heaven, you're just dead, just like they want it. So somebody was making a joke about the WHO using what they were actually saying about the protection that the vaccine gave you, and then, of course, making it a farce at the very end. This other meme I like shows an elephant, and written on the elephant is, nobody wants to talk about the elephant in the room, and written on the elephant is this, the unvaccinated aren't dying. See, that was a big clue for me. Because I hadn't died. I got Wu Flu, but I wasn't dead. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Here's there's only a few more of these memes. I'm going to get into the crux of what I wanted to talk about anyway, which is Fauci and just the fact that he's a blatant liar. And the idea that we gave this guy credibility is sad to me. It says, those of us who speak out against vaccines don't have anything to gain from it. We don't make money for it. We obviously aren't praised for it. In fact, it's quite the opposite. We are ridiculed, made fun of, disrespected. We often lose friends or our relationships with family members are severed. We are dismissed and belittled. Some even call for us to be criminalized. But we speak anyway, knowing what it may cost us. Maybe it's time to start asking why we are willing to risk all of this when we have nothing to gain. Instead of calling us crazy and swallowing every spoonful of information fed to you by the people who make billions off of you and your children being sick. See, that's been my contention the whole time. Listen to the people like myself and say, what? Do I just want to be proven right by this? Is there some, you know, pathology that says, oh, I've got to be right. You're wrong and I'm right, Fauci. No. Fauci got paid millions. I can give you contradiction after contradiction. That little leprechaun said over a two-year period, lying to the face of the American public and then admitting, I lied for this reason. I lied because I didn't want to create a panic. I lied for this. Let me tell you something. When it comes to your health, I'm not going to lie to you. That's what you want in your leaders. You don't want someone that says, look, politically, we need this to go this. Okay, I'll lie. I'll lie for the sake of the... What? You going to tell me it's for the greater good? Here's the other one, the last one. Friendly reminder. It was a government that stole our freedoms, stole your freedoms, destroyed your businesses, and ruined your children's futures. Not unvaccinated people. All these are true. Let's go move on to what the crux of this was, this particular hour, which was that there's some big stories breaking, and you know what we're going to learn? We're going to learn the truth about them. Now, we've already started learning the truth about Wu Flu. Guess what? DeSantis is going to sue, he is suing Moderna and Pfizer for data. Recall, these are people that wanted to cover up the data for 75 years, even with immunity. Think about that. You've got immunity. You could literally make poison now, which they did, by the way, give it to people and say, take this. I don't care what happens. I got immunity. And they covered up. No, let's cover it up for 75 years. And you know what that would allow them to do? Make billions of dollars. They'd set aside some money, like asbestos or something, and they'd set it aside because they've made more money on a single drug than in anything in their corporate lives. I'm talking about Moderna and Pfizer, and specifically Pfizer. They made more money off of people's death and the other associated problems with these vaccines than they've made with a complete immunity. And even with that, they wanted to cover it up for 75 years. And guys like DeSantis went, uh-uh. Because see, if we can prove you knew what you knew, now you're in big trouble. But not only are they in big trouble, so are the people who condoned it, the people who allowed it to occur, the Joe Bidens of the world. And oh, by the way, somebody tweeted me, well, Trump did Operation Warp Speed. You're doggone right he did. And I said, biggest mistake of his life is trying to stand behind Operation Warp Speed. He got snookered into that nonsense. But it ain't his fault. Because nobody was willing to do it under Trump, but as soon as the Biden administration cooed their way into office, if that's a word you can use, stole their way in, cheated their way in, then suddenly all bets were off. And Elon Musk has teased that he's going to release Twitter files related to Fauci that he calls the Fauci files. And keep in mind, Musk has repeatedly criticized Fauci, who retired from his role as the chief medical advisor to Biden and also the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And Musk tweeted, hope you're having a great day, 1-2023. One thing's for sure, it won't be boring. And he's talking about the revelations that he's going to make about Fauci. Well, what will we learn? I have a book. I'm looking at it right now. The Real Anthony Fauci. And an acquaintance gave it to me. And you don't have to get 100 pages into this book to know this little dude is one of the most crooked guys in government. He is the reason why you don't want people to have roles like that for very long. Those roles become political. They have nothing to do with the greater good for public health. And what we should be monitoring, quite honestly, is all the money and the research dollars that are going into these so-called medicines that we're taking, where the medical companies are not making cures. The worst thing you can do is put your child on medicine, or maybe your adult parent. Worst thing you can do. Because now you're a product of the medical community. They own you. You don't take it, things happen. You do take it, things happen. But one thing's for sure, you're not getting out of that medical prison. It reminds me of that transsexual girl who said, all I needed was counseling. But instead, I'm now worth millions to the medical establishment. Because not only did they give me counseling, it was counseling to keep me stupid. She goes, I'm on puberty blockers, I'm on this, I'm on hormones, and she says it's a cocktail of stuff she has to take in order to remain a boy, and she finally realized, I don't want to be a boy. Something she said early on in life, they convinced her being a girl was the wrong thing to do. You think we live in China the way this girl was thinking? Anyway, I can't wait to see what Musk is going to drop, because the top infectious disease expert, I'm going to say to you, was a liar. He was a charlatan. And the only thing he cared about was his own reputation. And look, you don't need Elon Musk to drop any data for you. Just go look at Fauci debating Fauci, talking about herd immunity. Got to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.